It all starts with a thought. When we transform our thoughts, we transform our world. Let's start with today's transformation. Let's start it right now.
Today's topic might be one of those most important topics that you could ever think about. So let's think about someone who smiles at you is not always a friend. A friend is your buddy, your pal, your amigo, your comrade. You know, someone you trust and like enough to hang out with regularly. Used as a noun, a person you know well and regard with affection and trust. He was my best friend at the university. Friendship is the state of being friends with someone. A good job, good health, and romantic love are important, but without real friendship, your life might not feel complete. Let's face it, it's hard to find good friends in today's world, and it's becoming more difficult to understand who your true friends are. We live in a very different world today than when I was growing up. So I ask, when did we lose sight of the importance of friendship? A friend is not someone who talks about you or others when they are not present to defend themselves. A friend is not someone who will intentionally mislead you or cause harm to come to you. A friend is not someone who will ask you to do illegal things. A friend is not someone who always takes advantage of your kindness. Let's face it, someone who smiles at you is not always a friend. This is why it's so important to hold your friends accountable for all the things a friend is not. If you find yourself in a situation where you are not being treated as a friend by someone who is supposed to be a friend, call them on it. The danger of a fake friend is unmeasurable when we dive into some of the emotional hardships that we might be subject to under such a relationship, and only God knows how deep the triggers will take you. I want to be very open with you about this. For myself, I have no friends. I do have many acquaintances in my life, but that is as far as I will express my relationships. I only have one true friend, and that is my wife. She is the only one who ever comes anywhere close to the definition of what a friend should be. For many years, I called everyone a friend. Then I started feeling drained and overworked, and yes, even used to the point of no return. People tend not to have a very good sense of boundaries when it comes to friendship. They often feel that it's your duty as a friend to cater to their every wish. This is not a friendship. It will always be up to you to set healthy boundaries so you can experience a happier lifestyle. Take some time and think about who you are calling a friend. Do they measure up to the definition of a friend? You need to take charge of who you let into your circle. Even if you don't have any friends and they are just people that you know, it's up to you to make sure that the energy that you have is used for the things and the people that make you happy. Don't let people tap into your energy for their benefit unless they are willing to do the same for you. My conclusion here, friends are there to be part of your journey through this thing that we call life. They are the ones that will still be there after the hard things in life. Most of all, do not just call anyone your friend. Make them understand what a friend should be, and then hold them to it.
If you found value in today's episode, please share it, like it, and subscribe to the podcast, and join us right back here for our next episode.